Bristol. Now then, what about those autographs? Calls coming in on that 0845-905-949. If you've ever waited patiently outside a stage door for your favourite star to sign an autograph, but you know exactly the sentimental value that that signature could hold, but could it also be worth a bit of money? Well, experts are holding an autograph valuation day in Bristol this weekend. They're hoping to unearth some rare gems, but what names do people care about? And would you ever pay for an autograph? Our reporter, Chalice, has been asking shoppers in Bristol City Centre.
I actually do have Tim Hemman's autograph on a T-shirt, and I'm keeping hold of it. And for the right price, I would sell it. But I wouldn't go soliciting it, but if it was given to me, I would keep it with a view probably to making some money later on. In some years, hence, it will be worth something, so I'm keeping hold of that. But if I'd got an autograph from somebody of something that I wasn't interested in, I probably would have sold it straight away. Because it's somebody I know, because I'm interested in the subject.
Is there anybody's autograph you would buy, or what do you think to people who...
I don't think I'd buy, a squiggle.
Unless I met them.
I don't think I'd buy it.
I'm not particularly into the whole celebrity culture.
If people are sold them on eBay, they sell them for quite a lot of money. Would you ever buy anyone's? Or what do you think about people who splash out a lot of cash on them?
I don't. I mean, my sister and her partner seem to collect a lot of it, particularly boxing memorabilia, and they see it as an investment.
I guess if it's something they've only done a limited amount of autographs, then it's probably worth the money. But if someone's always given out autographs, then I don't see why they'd be worth so much money. To the individual, I guess if they particularly like that person or follow that person, then
it perhaps would be their idol, somebody... in the hit parade or whatever,
Who would you pay for? Would it be maybe a sports person or anything? Do you think there would be anyone that you would?
I'd pay for anyone at all, to be honest, no.
We used to go to an awful lot of collectors' fairs and antiques' fairs, and there's loads of autographs and pictures, but that doesn't really do anything to me at all.
You don't always know if they're genuine or not, really, do you?
How do you know they're genuine? Unless you sign my autograph.
If you don't see it and if you're not meeting them,
it's all right.
If I'm gone as well.
The point is, actually, so you can actually talk to someone and enjoy it, then get his autograph. I'll give you mine if you want.
Well, there we are. We'll hear more from one of the valuers who are doing those autograph hunts a little bit later on in the programme. But thanks to Jane in Chipping Sodbury, who's called into the show, says in the 70s, she waited outside the Hippodrome to see David Soul. Remember Starsky and Hutch? Don't give up on his baby, all that stuff. She didn't meet him, but met other people who were also waiting, made friends, and she's still in correspondence with them to this very day. Not, I'm sure she's very sad to say, in correspondence with David Soul, but with the people who were also waiting out there. I don't know, is it a thing of the past? Is it what we used to do in those days? I know that football fans sort of get their favourite stars, don't they, and get autographs. Maybe celebrity is so widespread now, everybody's a celebrity, that an autograph isn't worth what it used to be. It'll be fascinating to see what's raised at that particular autograph hunt a little bit later on. But keep your calls coming in. I'd like to know who you waited outside the stage door for at 0845 905 949 or text me 81333, or perhaps what's the autograph that slipped through your grasp, which is the one that you'd love to get. 0845 905 949 or text me on 81333. Who have you waited outside the stage door for? What's your big autograph that you've got? David Soul, good starter for 10.